No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special nighttime edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Xander Kraus. That's John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town, joining us live from New Orleans for a special nightcap, Birds 365. A lot of stuff going on today. Johnny Mac, how you doing down there in New Orleans, brother? You staying healthy?
Yeah, so far so good. I got the fingers crossed because there's some kind of virus going on. I don't know if it's the NOLA virus, though, because a lot of Eagles had the problem before they came down here. So maybe they took it with them. Right. But either way, as of now, it happened, I think, early enough in the week where there's no concern that anybody's going to miss the game. But, you know, it's not great. The Eagles just put out their injury report a few minutes ago. And Jalen Carter was upgraded to a full participant, so that's a good sign. Now, he was not at media availability again this morning, so they're clearly trying to keep him away from people. You know, I've been told there's three or four other players dealing with something. Nobody else, though, is on the injury report for illness. Three limited players. Nick Gates tweaked his groin. Generally isn't active anyway. Brandon Graham's listed as limited with the elbow, which is really the rehab from the, torn triceps. And Devontae Smith is still dealing with that hamstring. So those were the limited players, full participants, guys who've been dealing with stuff. Jalen Carter, as I mentioned, Zach Bond, he's got a groin issue. Britton Covey, we know, still has the neck issue. Landon Dickerson with the knee, but he's playing. Kenny Gainwell with the concussion going through the protocol, plus a knee. Dallas Goedert, ankle, but he's playing. Cam Jurgens back, but he's playing. And CJ Uzama, who's coming back from an abdomen issue, and he's not on the 53-man roster, only on the practice window. So pretty healthy, even though that's a lot of names, only three limited players. And, you know, one doesn't play typically. One's Brandon, and the only sort of star is Devontae Smith dealing with something.
Yeah, so we'll see how it all plays out. J-Mac, what can you tell? I mean, it does sound like everything's going good if Jalen Carter's already back to a full participant, but I don't know. You know, I think people started to get a little nervous today because now there's reports going out spreading in the locker room based on what Vic Fangio said. I've been working all day on the show. So what more can you tell the people about this virus or whatever it is that's going around? And is there any concern that, you know how it gets, John, you get sick, maybe you get a little weaker. I don't know. I don't think it's a problem because we still are 3 days out from this thing, but your level of concern and just what more you know about what's going on down there.
Not much. I mean, Vic let the cat out of the bag. I can also tell you that Vic himself has been dealing with something. So, you know, that, that he's part of it as well. So it's been going around. Nolan Smith had it last week, was wearing a mask in the locker room. So, like I said, they actually brought it down to New Orleans. So I wouldn't blame New Orleans, but, it's more prevalent than just Jalen Carter. But remember, if people don't miss practice, you don't have to list them on the injury report. In the case of Jalen Carter, he was listed because he was limited yesterday. So that's the difference. And again, there's no concern that guys aren't going to play. But yeah, I mean, people handle it differently. You might be Michael Jordan in the flu game.
Yeah.
You have your best game ever, but most people aren't at 100% when they're dealing with some kind of illness. And, you know, Nolan himself said, you know, when people tried to talk to him when he did have the mask on, he's like, you don't want to deal with them with what I'm dealing with. So it's not positive, but it's not like people are going to miss the game.
No. All right. Good stuff there. A little, it definitely got a little bit of some people on edge though today, John, especially when Vic Fangio said that. And then did you hear, is Nolan Smith have it too? I guess you mentioned that he had the mask on.
Oh, no, he's better. He's better, but he had it last week. He's better. I saw him today. He's completely fine.
Any Kansas City players dealing with it?
Not that I know of. So, you know, you can add that to the list of excuses pre-excuses. So, you know, go win the game, they all go away.
Yeah.
Lose the game, they got sick. The referees are for Kansas City. What's the third one? I forget the third one, but the preemptive excuses. Yeah.
No excuse, John.
Oh,
Jacob.
Kellen Moore. Leaving.
Oh, yeah, there you go. No excuses on Jacob Sports. We will not allow it. We are elevating the conversation.
Well, it was funny. I mean, good. I should mention Kellen Moore is funny because the New Orleans reporters. So what happens is there's a big press conference room for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Then you have another room where a group of players are on risers, what it's called, the Saquons of the world, Jordan Mailata, Landon Johnson, Brandon Graham, guys like that, CJ, guys like that. And then there's a middle room with, I counted 28 tables, I believe, with everybody, every other player and assistant coach available. And you know, Nick and Jalen go first, and then the rest of the players come in. And, you know, there's a large group always with the risers because those are the more high-profile players. And then the tables, lesser people, still way too many people. They got to cut back on the people, by the way. And especially the ones who ask goofy questions, but I digress.
Like goofy questions. I mean, we've had enough goofy questions to last a lifetime.
Oh, my Lord. I was getting frustrated today.
Yeah.
I was trying to get Milt Williams at the end of the session, and there's some goofball who just wouldn't let him go talking about your Super Bowl dream. I'm like, I got serious questions to ask the guy. Anyway, drives me crazy.
Of the
28 tables, only one was mobbed before things started. And that was Kellen Moore because all the New Orleans reporters just staked it out like it was a, you know, like it was a late night bank robbery. that the worst kept secret in the NFL is Kellen Moore is going to be the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So, and I got to talk to Kevin Petullo today. He's likely going to be the next offensive coordinator. And they've had an interesting relationship, so that's an interesting story. And that's up on SI if anybody wants to read it there. But, anyway, Kellen Moore, yeah, it was funny. Just mobbed by New Orleans people.
That's funny. New Orleans is getting Kellen Moore. You know what? I don't know. What's your take on that? New Orleans picking up Kellen Moore. You think he's going to be an all right head coach?
I mean, I don't know. It's really tough to gauge. They don't have a good quarterback situation. I know Kellen was concerned about that. And he wanted some assurances that, you know, he wasn't going to go in there and get blown out a year or two because they have a bad quarterback situation. You know, until you salvage that, until you solve that, it's very difficult to win in this league. So once they made assurances that they're in it for the long haul, then it becomes like everybody else. They got to make good decisions. They got to build a good roster. And, you know, Kellen's proven he could build successful offenses, different types of offenses.
That's true.
I don't know if he's going to be the leader because it's tough. It's been tough to get to know him in that way. But I do know that quarterbacks tend to be natural leaders just by the nature of the position. And for those who don't know, I say it all the time. I mean, he was a big-time college quarterback. I mean, set every college record at one point was 50-3 as a starter at Boise State. So I think there's got to be some leadership in there.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think about, and you kind of gave just a good answer there to it, but I always think about what you always tell me, John. Play calling and offensive scheme is a small percentage of the pie when you become a head coach, and there's a lot more things that go into it. So I do wonder how he'll handle that, but it's interesting that it's happening now. You don't think it's – I know your take on this, but I got to ask you, no concern that has any impact on the game this week, right?
No, none. That I have no concern about. You know, the Saints have done it the correct way. They have not talked to
Kellen. I think Howie learned from it. It sounds like Howie was out in front of it too, trying to make sure he knew what was going on.
Yeah, well, he knew what was going on. You know, again, I think the misunderstanding with Jonathan Gannon, the Cardinals didn't follow the rules and didn't wait until after the Super Bowl. If they did follow the rules, perhaps the Eagles could have made a deal with Vic Fangio, and that's why the Eagles were upset and went with the tampering route. But they did not speak with Jonathan Gannon leading up to the Super Bowl. They did not interview him. The Colts did interview Shane Steichen because they were permitted to, and they did. And Kellen interviewed, obviously, the week prior to coming down here. And since that time, New Orleans has played by the rules, and they'll hire him after the game, and everything will be copacetic from that standpoint. But, it's not going to affect the game whatsoever, except for being the pre-designed excuse, if needed. Nobody will bring it up, obviously, if they win the game.
No doubt about it. John, bring us inside, man. Paint the picture for us. What's the energy like down there in New Orleans? I got to be honest, I'm not there, but it does feel like there's a little bit of fatigue setting in on all counts, reporters, players, coaches, where it's just like, good Lord, when are we going to be able to meet some people? When are we going to be able to call some plays, man? Bring us inside. What's the energy like down there right now?
I mean, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm stuck in a stinking media room for 12 hours, so I don't get to see the fans that much or anything like that. They're sort of funneling in later in the week, and then it actually, from that standpoint, gets bigger and bigger. And then you have the celebrities jetting into New Orleans Saturday or Sunday, and that part gets ramped up. But yeah, from the media portion, the media week. Yeah. I mean, boy, the Eagles were happy when that was over today.
Yeah.
Because it's just overwhelming. And Nick Sirianni talked about it all week, trying to keep things as normal as possible. You can't, How do you keep things as normal as possible in this, other than, you know, I haven't gotten the pool report yet for practice today, but they ran their Wednesday practice like a normal Wednesday practice, and that's the way he's doing it when he says trying to keep it as normal as possible. That's what he's talking about. But the rest of it is just, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot on the players and the coaches.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it seems like it is from my perspective. It must be a lot for them down there. But they're all paid professionals, and that's why I liked the fact that a lot of the leaders on this team, John, a lot, even the young leaders, have been there. You know, even if they didn't win in 22, even if they're different teams now, just being able to experience it once before, I do think helps in a big way. But we will see. What about the takeaways today, John, from the media session? I know it's rambunctious. I know there's a lot of dumb questions, but anything good that came from the media session, any bulletin board material, anything like that, that stuck out from today's session?
No, I was bogged down trying to get interesting stories, trying to get angles that nobody else is doing sort of late in the week, which is difficult to do.
Yeah.
I did get Joe Casper, who's the, you know, safeties coach, you know, somebody you don't get to talk to very much. He said some interesting things about, you know, going back to the last practice in Philadelphia. Brent Celek was running routes against the safeties, and yeah, you know, we're all there watching and saying, well, that's pretty interesting. Maybe they're using Brent. He's played for 11 years or whatever, and very savvy player when he was a player, and that's where you're trying to replicate somebody like Travis Kelce, who understands the tricks of the trade, so to speak, more than obviously you can't replicate the athleticism with a retired player, but you can sort of mimic the savviness, if that makes sense, how they move their shoulders, how they try to create separation, things like that. And Joe said, we do that every Thursday because that's when Brent's available. Brent's part of the organization. But he did admit it means more this week because of Kelce, and to have everybody on sort of lockdown when it comes to that kind of stuff. And then he also said something interesting with Avonte Maddox. I know he's kind of a forgotten player because he got benched, and you got all these knuckleheads who say he's a crappy player and all that. And he called him a future coach, which I thought was interesting. And he's trying to push him in that direction. Not because he thinks he's going to retire, by the way. He's got plenty left in the tank. But in the future, because he's such a smart player, he wants him to go into coaching. Also caught up with Lewis Seen, who's not even going to play. But I think that's an interesting story from the standpoint of, you know, he gets to come in here late, and now he's part of a Super Bowl team, and he might get a Super Bowl ring, and how that's sort of been for him, and going through this, and, you know, being thrown into this whirlwind. Plus, he's a Georgia guy, so he knows everybody. He knows all those. He knows the Jalen Carters, the Nola Smiths, the N'Kobe Deans, the Kelly Ringos. Who did I miss? I missed one. But he knows all the Georgia guys. So he's kind of an interesting story, so I wanted to catch up with him. And then Nick and Jalen, I mean, what else can they say? How many times can Nick Sirianni answer the same question? He did, you know, have a lighthearted moment when some rando asked about his opening press conference 4 years ago. And he just, you know, self-deprecating. I think I've gotten a little bit better. He got a little bit of a chuckle there. But, yeah, what more could those guys say at this point?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't. I think they're tired of hearing themselves talk. I think reporters are tired of hearing from them. I mean, that's why you're just in nothing land with these questions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And it, look, I mean, it's not like the Eagles are the only one to deal with it. Everybody who's in the Super Bowl goes through it. But it has gotten, you know, worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm telling the NFL, you know, lock it down a little bit, man. Just cut it back. But They're never going to do that.
No, they're not. That Giants, the biggest TV show in the world every year. Think about that. So that if anything, this thing might get bigger. It wouldn't surprise me if they went to 8 days on Media Row in some point in the future. So, but no, it's good to get there. Any developing, you mentioned you were trying to get some off-the-cuff storylines. I know you said you talked to Joe Casper. You said he's the safeties coach, right? So does he work directly with Christian Parker, who's the defensive backs coach, or are they completely separate or what?
Well, they're separate from, you know, that the Eagles have a safeties coach who's Joe, and they have a cornerbacks coach who's Roy Anderson, and then Christian Parker's in charge of everybody. So,
okay.
So he's in charge of the whole defensive backfield. But when it comes to working with the guys in positional drills and individual drills, you know, CJ and Reed and everybody split off with Joe Casper and the corners, Quinion and Darius Slay and Cooper DeJean split off with Roy Anderson. And, you know, Christian oversees the entire thing. I was also trying to figure out, you know, Nick Sirianni is notorious for not letting his assistant coaches go. He tells all the guys, whether it was Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, it'll be Kellen Moore this time. This is the Philadelphia Eagles coaching staff. You can't have anybody. But, you know, you cannot block people from coordinator promotions anymore. So, obviously, the assumption is that Doug Nussmeier sort of, you know, followed Kellen Moore around. They're very close. He'll probably be his offensive coordinator in New Orleans. So you're probably looking at a new quarterbacks coach. And then it's going to be interesting from the defensive side. I have no idea, but if Kellen wants to pluck somebody from the staff, you know, he can do it by giving him the defensive coordinator position. So Clint Hurt, Christian Parker, Bobby King would be the three in that mix. I would think it would be more Clint Hurt or Christian Parker, but we'll see. Did ask Bobby King about that. He was like, really? Defensive coordinator? So I don't get the feeling that he's in the mix. But, you know, Clint Hurt used to be the defensive coordinator in Seattle. So that's something to keep an eye on after the game.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a candidate soon, Clint Hurt. He's had a good year with these with that defensive line. We'll see what happens there. John, while we're on the topic of under the radar or underrated, I guess you could call it, storylines and stuff that you were pursuing, let's go to a storyline for the game, John. Everybody's talking about Hurts and Mahomes and Kelce or Sirianni and Reed and all of those things. But, you know, what's an Eagles storyline, Eagles Chiefs storyline in this game you're looking at that maybe is not getting talked about enough?
Boy, I think we've talked about every potential storyline of this freaking potential game. I mean, if you look at surprises or that, you know, nobody ever talks about special teams. I do think that's an advantage for the Chiefs, unfortunately, for the Eagles. So
yeah, the highest graded team in the playoffs right now in special teams.
Yeah, so if something happens on that sort of third base, it could be the Eagles, could be the Chiefs' advantage. Pool report came in. Yeah, the Eagles kept it very similar to what they do in the regular season. I love because, you know, the PFWA has one pool reporter for each team. Luke Johnson does it for the Chiefs. And Nikki Habala, I always hate saying, because I know I butchered Nikki's name, who's a wonderful writer. She covers the Commanders. But, I mean, I find it interesting. I mean, the Eagles do these tackling circuit drills and ball security circuit drills every week during the season. And it's interesting when you see somebody from outside watching it. Like it's new to them. So, you start to look at it. For me, it's like old hat, but for people that don't see it. So the Eagles do things differently than a lot of teams. And maybe that's another aspect that Nick Sirianni probably doesn't get enough credit for.
Yeah,
because Nicky was writing about it like it was, you know, a little bit strange. And Nick's like, it's been that way all year. That's what we do. Yeah, and it has.
That's interesting there. I want to go back to the special teams comment too with that. You know, Nick has kind of mentioned a couple of times, John, this week, which I do think has become a theme, which I appreciate, but it almost seems like he's more willing than Jalen Hurts to say he learned from the Super Bowl in 2022 and Super Bowl 57. Perhaps special teams is one of those things because it obviously, had a big impact on Super Bowl 57, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I've talked about that a lot. I think the Eagles made a significant mistake. For people that forget, Aaron Tsipas was hurt late in the season against the New York Giants. He was the punter at the time. And Brett Kern, who was a veteran punter at the end of his career, came in and, wasn't great, but as a veteran, he didn't make many mistakes. Didn't have the strongest leg at that point of his career. And he punted throughout the playoffs as well. And the Super Bowl, Aaron was, biting hard to come back. He was working hard, very similar to Brandon Graham this year, working hard, trying to get back for the Super Bowl. And the Eagles said, let's reward him. He's ready to go. And it was just a bad decision. And I don't think it wasn't physical, but, I mean, there was clearly some rust when you kick it the wrong way. And if Brett Kern was in there, he probably kicks it the right way. And maybe Kadarius Toney goes for 10, 15 yards, whatever, with a good punt return. And you wouldn't be talking about that. But I think that was more of a personnel decision. And it backfired on. From this standpoint now, we've talked about Jake Elliott having a difficult season. I think part of that has been the regression. Rick Lovato is the long snapper. I think that's part of it. You hope that stuff doesn't bubble up in the Super Bowl.
Good stuff there, John. I do want to bring you inside. I do want to get you to expand on one of the things you mentioned you wrote about, John. And that's Kevin Petullo and Kellen Moore. You talked about how he had the media contingency. He's basically all but announced as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints at this point. But, you mentioned, and John, I'll give you credit, all right, because back in, the wild card divisional round when Kellen got his first interview and we inevitably had to talk about a replacement, you were the guy who mentioned Kevin Petullo. Everybody else is saying all these names. You said Kevin Petullo. It seems like it's going to be him. And you wrote a story about how close he's gotten with Kellen Moore since his time here. What can you tell us more about that? I think people are eager to know a little bit more about Kevin Petullo, John.
Yeah, well, number one, he's been Nick's right-hand man since he got here. And probably if he had the druthers, he probably would have hired him twice. But he couldn't, you have to have the power dynamic. On the first occasion, Brian Johnson was a hot candidate. And, people were interviewing him to be offensive coordinator, even head coach. And the Eagles were concerned about losing him. And to keep him, they had to elevate him to offensive coordinator. I think if it were up to Nick, he would have hired Kevin Petullo then. And last year, he just didn't have the cachet with the organization. They wanted him to go outside to bring in new ideas and all that kind of nonsense that never developed. And they went back to the same offense they always have had here because they're building around the quarterback. That's what you do. And Kevin was talking to me about that today and the fact that, and he brought up Indianapolis because he was in Indianapolis with Nick as well. And Nick has often brought that up to me over the years and the fact that, we built, in the case of Nick saying, we built three different offenses over three seasons because we had to.
Right.
Because that was the dramatic shift from Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett and then Philip Rivers, three completely different styles of quarterbacks. and they had to build three different offenses. Here with the Eagles, you have an entrenched quarterback. So that's why whether Shane Steichen or even Nick Sirianni, if you want to go back to Nick, Shane Steichen, Brian Johnson, and now Kellen Moore, it looks very familiar because they're each building the offense around the quarterback. And you know, but one of the strengths of Kellen Moore that Kevin Pitullo talked about was, you know, if you look at his Dallas offense, it looks different. Yeah, it does look different. If you look at his Chargers offense, it looks different because he was building around the players he had, and that's what he's doing here. And Kevin has learned from all these people. So I wouldn't be jumping off. I know a lot of people are because for whatever reason, they don't know him well enough, or he doesn't have enough experience, or, you know, you got to have continuity people. Well, they're in the Super Bowl and with a first-year coordinator here. Obviously, had experience elsewhere. So then the goalposts shift to, oh, he's a first-year guy, but he's been a coordinator elsewhere. So now you need the veteran guy. And, you know, it can work both ways. Shane was not a veteran guy. You know, it can work both ways. So, you know, there's no one way to do it.
No doubt about it. Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, I'm going to take a commercial break here. We'll come back. We'll kick it around for a little bit more here on this nighttime edition of Birds 365. I'll read a couple of our super chats. We appreciate all of you guys. Anybody who wants to hit John with a question, like John said, we've talked to you about just about everything possible with this game. But if you do have a question for John, drop them in there in the chat with the super chat, and I will get to it for John before I let him go for the night. Seth Shipley says, celebrating my birthday with the best show on YouTube. Thanks, Big Z and J-Mac. Keep the main thing, cry, Swifties cry. Happy birthday, Seth. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man, for being here. Vulnerable Vitality checks in, John. He says, John, take this $10 and go get yourself the finest beer on tap at the hotel. Thank you for your coverage. Can we get a Go Birds from you? LOL. I don't think so, Vitality.
Can't get that. Can't do that. You know, it's a strict rule. You're never going to hear it.
You don't want that from John. I promise you, Vitality. Did you see the coverage that some of the Commanders guys were given on them going into the NFC? Believe me, you'd rather have J-Mac be objective. But we appreciate the $10, and John should go grab it. Grab a nice brewski. Jason A-Team checks in at work at the moment. Just wanted to show some love. Thanks, J-Mac, for all your coverage. Jacob's the best. Appreciate you guys. Jason, thank you, man. We appreciate that. Good stuff from everybody in the chat. We'll get to our first commercial break. The biggest takeaway, if you're just checking in from the first segment here, is I think we're going to be all right with the NOLA virus is what I'm calling it. John dismissed that it was the NOLA virus, but I've been to NOLA, John. I'm calling it the NOLA virus, my friend. You get out on Bourbon Street, man. You're coming home with something. You're coming home with something. So we're in good shape, though, in terms of that. And Jalen Carter was elevated already to a full participant in practice. So good stuff there. We'll get to our first commercial break. I'm going to tell you guys about the great people at BetUS here on Jacob Sports. Go check them out, betus.com.pa. You can see the promo code I put on your screen. It's YouTube150. Gives you 150% sign-up bonus on your very first deposit, 125% on your second and third deposit, all up to $2,000 to deposit less and bet with more at BetUS. Go and bet on the big game now. We appreciate them for sponsoring the show today. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Birds 365.
Ignite your nights with free live entertainment daily, only at Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia's Center Bar. 7 days a week, enjoy some of the region's top party bands, performers, and DJs as they take the stage in the heart of the casino action. Great cocktails, live music, and lively moments. It's all happening at Center Bar at Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. Visit livecasinophilly.com for more details and the complete list of upcoming events. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Handler.
The following is a real testimonial from the father of a young injured victim.
I didn't think she was going to make it.
Major Perry's daughter was the victim of a horrific accident caused by someone else's negligence.
If you don't find the right counselor, law firm that you're looking for, you will get lost in the wilderness.
Badly injured? Call the Fritz and Bianculli Law Firm at 215-458-2222 and find out why they say we got this.
In our hometown, we all look out for each other. We step up to keep our communities going strong. And at Independence Blue Cross, we're here to keep you going strong as the number one health insurer in the region. No IBX is always looking out for you.
There was mold creeping into our basement about a year and a half ago, and wanted to make sure that we were getting rid of the problem permanently. We actually reached out to several different contractors to get it resolved, and actually two of them recommended DryTech to us as a long-term solution. Other than the noise factor, we wouldn't even know that there was work being done on the basement level. It's really been a clean process for us.
Score and save this football season on your car insurance. Before the next game, save up to 40% on your auto insurance policy. That's right, 40% savings. Call an Audible this season and contact the Del Valle Insurance Group. They're an advocate for you, not an insurance company. That means they'll get you the right coverage and save you up to 40%. Call managing partners Fran or Jim of Del Valle Insurance, 215-354-0122, or score and save at dvigi.com. dvigi.com.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome back in, everybody, to a special nighttime edition here of Birds 365. John McMullen, live from New Orleans, is joining us from the media center room there. You can see the little background. So good stuff from Johnny Mac. John, we kicked around basically everything on this game so far. I will ask you, the NFL awards are tonight. Johnny Mac, you expecting any awards for the Philadelphia Eagles? I think one's a slam dunk with Saquon Barkley with the Offensive Player of the Year, but you know, how about any of the other guys who were nominated?
No, I think it's going to be Saquon Offensive Player of the Year. The other finalists, I think, are not going to win. Saquon's not going to win MVP. Likely going to be Lamar Jackson. Potential for Josh Allen. Saquon, to me, will probably end up third in that voting. Defensive Player of the Year, I believe Patrick Surtain is going to win it. It's always interesting when a cornerback wins it. Zach Bond certainly deservedly a finalist, but I don't think he's going to win it. And then Assistant Coach of the Year, I think Vic Fangio deserves it, but I think Ben Johnson is going to win it. But, you know, the fact that the Eagles had so many players nominated tells you what kind of season they had. And I know people will be upset that Saquon's not going to win MVP, but it's a quarterback award. So, you know, I'd say not worry about it. And the fact that he's in the mix tells you what kind of season he had. The fact that he wins the Offensive Player of the Year award, which I think he will win maybe unanimously, tells you as well.
Yeah, good stuff there. We'll see. Tom Brady did some awards as well for Fox. And boy, he had quite a bit of Eagles on there. He had Zach Bond. He had Quinyon Mitchell as the Defensive Rookie of the Year. And he had Saquon Barkley as well. And like three out of six of Brady's awards this year were Philadelphia Eagles. But you know what it made me think, John? part owner of the Raiders, is going to try and offer Zach Bond a Husky contract this offseason, man. What do you think?
Hey, if you get to free agency, I mean, that's you know, I tried to talk to Milton Williams. I mentioned that earlier in the show, but some knucklehead was talking about Super Bowl dreams. I wanted to talk to him about the offseason a little bit and about, you know, how he's played himself into a big contract and all that kind of stuff. You know, Zach Bond has obviously played himself into a big-time contract. And, you know, there's other guys. Mekhi Becton, you know, is a little bit more complicated because of his injury history, his position, all that factors into it. Even Isaiah Rodgers had a very good season as a sort of fill-in player. You know, his contract's complicated by his issues in the past and, you know, his size and how much do you want to invest in him. So, and then Josh Sweat, who already hired Drew Rosenhaus to try to maximize his potential money-making ability. But, you know, that's for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. But, I mean, every year, Nick talks about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. 30% turnover, if you're lucky. And that's if you're good or bad. That's just the way of the NFL. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to bring everybody back. And when Howie talked to us, here comes Ed Kratz walking right behind
Eddie K. Eddie K. What's up, Ed? We love Ed Kratz here on Birds 365. Good stuff
there. Ed's going to do the pool report. So everybody check.
So sit tight.
Yeah, SI.com.
We love it, Ed. We appreciate you. Tell Ed.
/ Eagles. Ed Kratz, yeah, superstar.
Eagles 29, Chiefs 23.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Early prediction.
Yeah, let me write that down. I'll be using that on the show tomorrow.
Early prediction. 23. Thanks, Ed.
Ed K goes Eagles. I love it. Wow, that's a home run of Ed checking in right there. Look at that. What a veteran. Checks in, tells the people what he's got for him, and then tosses out an Eagles prediction. That was legendary right there.
Right there, yeah. And he's going to do the pool report so you can check it out in a few from practice today. So a little bit of a rainstorm, evidently, which didn't happen here. So, but the Eagles are practicing over in the Saints facility, which is one of the suburbs down here near the airport. And evidently there was a little bit of rain.
Yeah, it was weird day here, John. It was like the turnpikes were shut down here because there was ice this morning. I'm like, there's a little rain outside. What's going on, everybody? The whole world shuts down nowadays when anything happens. It's weird. Yeah. But yeah, interesting. Down there.
Well, I'll tell you what, the people down here can't stop talking about the snowstorm they had because they never get snow.
I know.
And they were not prepared for it. They had like 10 inches of snow.
Yeah, they probably have one snow truck in the whole state of Louisiana. Yeah,
first time in literally hundreds of years. And they didn't know how to deal with it. And now today, I think it was 77. So things change quickly.
Yes, they do. They do change quickly, no doubt about it. Good stuff there. John, which way are you leaning in this game? You're going to give your prediction tomorrow. We will not be live, just so everybody knows that, tomorrow morning. I'll be live again at 8 a.m., all right, with the Xander Crouse Show, because I'm not going to do Birds 365 until a little bit later on. But a tentative schedule as of now, tomorrow. I will keep you all posted on when we will have a Birds 365 tomorrow. But with all the media obligations and stuff in the morning, it's tough to do. And John will also be doing some segments from Radio Row, by the way, with Sports Grid, who we work with here at Jacobs. So I'll be taking those segments from John on Sports Grid, obviously not interviewed by me, and we'll be posting them up on the Jacob channel. So make sure you guys look out for them. They should be pretty good segments stuff. But John, you know, Ed just got me fired up with an Eagles prediction.
He's a homer, man. He's a homer.
Being a homer? Do you guys argue about Ed?
He's a much, much bigger homer than me.
He does believe in these guys. But look, he's been right on a lot of these guys. He's the one who told me at the start of the year, John, on Birds 365, it's going to be a big year for Nolan Smith. He was right.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. That's one of those things where, you know, silver lining I mentioned, if Brandon doesn't get hurt.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And nobody wanted Brandon to get hurt. Brandon was playing at a high level. He probably never even gets the opportunity to break out. And then he's forced into the lineup and hits a home run, man. He's played so well. Now he looks like he's going to be a big part of this defense for a very long time. Very young player, very athletic player. Yeah, those Georgia guys are hitting home runs for Howie Roseman.
Yeah, no doubt, John. I think this is a slam dunk, but a great matchup for Nolan Smith in this game. He's got Juwan Taylor. He's going to have Jalen Carter next to him, torturing those guys in the interior, or at least getting all of their focus. I think Nolan Smith, man, is going to be able to run right around Juwan Taylor, and if not, maybe he'll draw some holding calls on Juwan Taylor. I really like the matchup of Nolan Smith this week. By the way, Patrick Mahomes has also taken 5 sacks in 2 playoff games. So you can get to him. He's elusive in the pocket, but you can get to him. He's got great pocket awareness. But if I'm picking a guy to go and get a couple sacks for the Birds, I'm picking Nolan Smith this week.
Yeah, you know me and sacks. We do not get along. You got to look at each sack, and some of them are legitimate, you know, really impactful, and others are not really impactful. But when you talk about it from the quarterback perspective, like, you know, people say Jalen Hurts has to take fewer sacks, and he does, but he's always going to take a lot of sacks. I think people need to understand that because of the way he plays football and the way he tries to extend plays. Patrick Mahomes is the same way. Yeah, it's no surprise he takes 5 sacks in postseason game. I mean, that's what he does. And he's willing to hold on to the football, to wait until the last moment. He's willing to manipulate the pocket. So you have to look at the style of the quarterback. And there are certain quarterbacks that are going to hold on to the ball. And both of these quarterbacks are willing to do that. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but not all sacks are created equal. Saw Chris Long today, by the way. He's wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin 316 t-shirt. So
I think, is it just me? Is it just the people of Birds 365 who is wrestling really crushing it right now with the promotion and the expansion and I feel like they're bringing more eyeballs in, man.
Well, definitely it's a high period. I mean, they've always, you know, been worldwide. Now you got me into a tangent, but a standpoint of expansion. But yeah, it's like anything else. Consider if you want to compare it to a football team, they're having an Eagles-like season for about 2-3 years now. We're just, you know, record after record after record when it comes to business. They're playing like a Super Bowl team. So, yeah, it's more popular right now.
No doubt about it. Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. Do people want us to do a podcast? I'm like, I got to get a new host. John would be great, but let me find somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about when it comes to wrestling there. But good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, I'm going to hit you with the two questions I ran by the people this morning on the Xander Krause Show, all right? The number one was, and we've talked about pressure this week, but is Nick Sirianni, in your opinion, have more pressure in this game than Jalen Hurts does?
Does Nick Sirianni have more pressure? No, I think if I had to pick one, I'd pick the quarterback.
That's what I picked, but, you know, some people pushed back, said, did you hear what the owner said? I'm like, the owner's giving him extension. I don't give a shit what he said, but I don't know. Maybe it's fair. Maybe it's fair to wonder that.
Well, yeah, you can argue it. Yeah, Jeffrey's comment, I think, was flip. I mean, guys, people talk extemporaneously all the time, and maybe it doesn't come out the way he wanted it to come out. But, you know, and he's mentioned that before. It's obvious that, you know, when he talked about Nick Sirianni's emotion being a strength sometimes and being a weakness in other times. It is. You've seen it. You know, sometimes when he loses his crap on the sidelines, it's not a positive. So you've already seen it. But doesn't mean he's not getting an extension. If people think he's not getting an extension, if they lose the Super Bowl, you really think he's going to fire him?
No. Stop. No way. Is he going to be a lame duck, or is this his last year?
No, he's not. The Eagles don't do business that way. Bad teams do business that way.
I know, but so next year would be his lame duck year, right? So he'd get the extension in the summer?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, he's not. They're not going to let him coach out his contract.
Yeah, they're going
to. Because that creates too many issues. Players understand that the coach is a lame duck. You never want to go down that road. Never.
Why do you think Jalen Hurts is more pressure than Nick in this game?
Well, he's not losing his job either, but from the standpoint of, you know, everything creeps up. The 180 people, as I'd like to talk to him, creep up with Jalen Hurts. So he has a good game. He's the greatest quarterback who ever lived. How could anybody disparage him? Same people. And then same people. I saw Chris Sims do an interview with, I don't know, somebody. And it was like, oh, I love Jalen Hurts. Really? All right, 180. You know, he's one of those guys. And he'll go right back to saying Jalen Hurts lost the game and Jalen Hurts did that. So that's my perspective. But
isn't there got to be some room for allowing that? I mean, if a player changes, you know, the narrative. I mean, look, a year ago.
Well, I do it all the time. I mean, I think I do it all the time. If you lose a game, if you play poorly, it's fine to use constructive criticism. What's not fine is to say one week he's a superstar, and the next week he's the worst quarterback who ever lived, which some of these guys go to those extreme levels. Orlovsky's done it this year.
Yeah.
And if he's walking by, I'll say it. Orlovsky's done it this year. Chris Sims has done it all the time. It's absurd, you know, but I also know what it is, and that's, you know, grifting for engagement, I like to call it. They know he's a good quarterback. That's why I think that Jalen Hurts disrespecting is bullshit. I've said that pretty consistently. I think everybody knows he's a good player, but everybody also knows the passing game hasn't been up to snuff this year. And part of that is just the unintended consequences of running it so well. But of the two, I don't think either are under tremendous pressure, because nobody's losing their job. But of the two, just from the outside noises, and not that Nick's not going to get crap, because Nick's going to get crap as well, but I think he's over the hump as far as, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are concerned. And I shouldn't even put Howie in that guy. Howie's never been off the Nick bandwagon. It was more Jeffrey Lurie for, you know, concerns over last season.
John, what do you think? What do you think a win in this game would do for Jalen Hurts' legacy? Because, like, you know, there was another clip speaking of Orlovsky that went viral yesterday of him like saying that Jalen's never going to be Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. I'm like, everybody's freaking out. It didn't move me at all. But what I've learned from watching guys like Brady and Rodgers is talent isn't always the best way to quantify what a quarterback is or what their legacy is going to be. Aaron Rodgers is more talented than Tom Brady. I'd rather have Tom Brady's career because he's got the intangibles, the wins, the hardware, and he was able to do it at a high level like that. Jalen Hurts, at what point does he switch that or swing that pendulum? I don't think anybody's saying he throws the ball like Josh Allen. I mean, I don't think anybody's under that assumption. But
no, I think there are people who think it's, you know, crazy to say that he's not at their level. Like, I don't blame Dan for saying that. He's not at their
level. I think Dan's right, but I think it matters less than people think is my point.
Well, of course it does, because how many times have I said on this very show that there are other people on the field contributing to wins and losses? You know, I don't know why people don't understand that, but you just bring up Aaron Rodgers. I always say the same. Aaron Rodgers, most talented quarterback ever. In his prime, not now, obviously. In his prime, most gifted quarterback I've ever seen, could do everything at such a high level. Dan Marino back in the day, he's got zero. It takes other people to win. And it's not that they're not good, because they are good. They are beyond good. They are great. But it takes other people to win, not just the quarterback.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, second question I had for the people, all right? And they didn't like this question, but I think you'll at least give me a response. They didn't even want to give me a response, the people in the chat, all right? Who, with the way this team is set up, all right, I just gave you a question about if they win. If they lose this game, who's going to be this year's Super Bowl scapegoat? You think it's the easy one? It's Kellen Moore, or is it Nick? Who's the scapegoat, John, if they lose? There's always a Super Bowl scapegoat.
Well, I talk about all – there's three built-in excuses now. There's added – there were two coming in, Kellen Moore, the officials, and now the NOLA virus, as you have coined it. So there's your three. If the offense performs poorly, Kellen Moore will take the hit. No question about it. Oh, he lacked focus, blah, blah, blah. He will take the hit. If there's a Bradbury-like play late, the officials will take the hit. They're on the take. The Bass Park Avenue conspiracy. You know, Jalen Carter doesn't play well. Oh, the NOLA virus. You know, take your pick. Those are the big three.
NOLA virus got a good ring to it, doesn't it, Johnny Mac? NOLA virus. It reminds me of the coronavirus, except NOLA virus. I'm telling you, I've been to NOLA, John. Be safe out in those streets, brother. I know you're going to get out of here, and the beads are going to start flying, and Johnny Mac's going to be shredding it up on Bourbon Street down there. John, any other things on your mind? I think we hit on everything, brother. I'm not going to keep you too long on the show tonight, but, you know, I did want to make sure we hit on everything. We talked about special teams. We talked about everything. One other question here I have for you. I think good. If you got something.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we are at the paralysis by overanalysis standpoint. I think at this point it's, you know, it's every game. It's who executes better on a particular game day. What's so interesting about this is you have a legendary team with a legendary coach, legendary quarterback already against just a supremely talented team. that typically if they play their A game, you're not going to beat them. So this is one of the better Super Bowl matchups in recent history, I would say, where you could legitimately go either way and feel comfortable and make good arguments. And, you know, it's not always like that. NFC Championship game, you know, I didn't think Washington had a chance, and they didn't. Kansas City's got a chance. But boy, if the Eagles play like they did against Washington, it's going to be tough to beat them.
I agree 100%. The one other thing I think that sticks out from the Chiefs defensively is I do think that Chris Jones has a chance to give Mekhi Becton a fit. I like Mekhi Becton. He's had a great year, but Chris Jones is a veteran player and a talented player all in one. I think he's going to get Mekhi Becton. Will Jalen be able to, you know, pick that up and sense that and not let him wreck the game, John? I think that could be something to watch in this one.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Jones is a big-time player. So for all the Eagles fans who and should be hyped up about Jalen Carter, who's a phenomenal talent, you know, understand Chris Jones is still better. He's better. And one of the reasons he is better is the Chiefs will allow him to pick on the weak link. And it might be Cam Jurgens gets to the back. It might be Mekhi Becton. It might be – it's not going to be Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. I was going to say that. But they will move him outside against other teams.
Yeah.
He will pick. But obviously, Lane and Jordan are never going to be looked at as a weak link. But it tells you how gifted he is. And that's the next step for Jalen Carter, where he can do that. And he can just move up and down the line of scrimmage and take advantage of the weak link. Chris Jones is one heck of a football player. And if you were doing like top five players in this game, he's in the top five.
Who would you have in the top five players in this game? I saw Coward put out his top 10. I think Jalen was number 10 on his. But who would be your top five players in this game, John?
Most of them are Eagles. I would say, you know, Patrick's. So you certainly got to put Patrick one. Saquon's got to be on the list. AJ's got to be on the list. Lane's got to be on the list. Jordan's got to be on the list. Chris Jones has got to be on the list. Jalen Carter's got to be on the list.
Yeah, it's tough to get five in this game, man. I mean, you can get Mahomes, Chris Jones. The only guys from Kansas City I think are up there would be Mahomes, Chris Jones, and maybe Trent McDuffie. Maybe
McDuffie would be three for me. You know, but Thuney's really good. They have some good players. I think the drop-off with Kansas City comes, you know, it comes quicker than the drop-off for the Eagles. If you're doing just grading players from each team, the Eagles go much deeper than Kansas City. But Kansas City can still go 8 or 9 deep, I would say, really good players.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, I'll get to a couple super chats, and then we'll let you go, brother. We appreciate the work today. Brian Pumper says, J-Mac, please tell Jalen to chill with the crawfish. That man is crazy with the mud bugs. We need it. We need him for unlimited tush pushes.
I don't know what's up
with this shit, John.
he hasn't been one of the illness people, so I don't know. He's not getting – he's very particular with his crawfish, so – the rest of us might get food poisoning, but he's probably not going to get food poisoning.
I could go for a crawfish. I haven't had one since I was down in Alabama. Luke's dad says, I really like the idea of lining up heavy and running on the outside because Chris Jones, not one person on that D-line scares me. Well, they got some good players there, but I hear you. Your thoughts on that, John?
Yeah, I think there's some disrespect for the Chiefs side there. I mean, they have some good players. You know, George Karlaptis has taken off. You know, if we were here, I think people would be excited by him. I think he's turned it into a really good player. And he's been playing well in the postseason. So it's one of those things where, you know, you're hot at the right time when it comes to George Karlaptis. And then they're pretty deep as a whole. You know, but obviously Chris Jones is first and foremost, but they go pretty deep on the defensive front And, you know, their linebackers are pretty solid as well. So, but they're undersized, like everybody's linebackers are undersized. And typically the Eagles can run the football on anyone. So I'm not saying they can't do it, but I would not call the Kansas City defensive front a weakness by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're not. They're not. Yeah. Last one here. Brian Pumper checks in. Dudes disrespect Pumper daily because he's the number one Jalenite slayer. Don't see Hurts developing like the other quarterbacks. To me, it sounds like a DNA thing.
Like his handsomeness. It's a DNA thing. That was one of the goopy questions this week. What is the question? Is he ever going to be able to throw the ball like Joe Burrow? No. I mean, all right. There are other ways to do things. And, you know, he's got this team to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. And that's pretty good. But we all know what's going to happen if they don't win again. You know, we've already been through it with the 2022 team, which has now turned into the worst team ever, evidently. But that's a pretty good run. Pretty good run for Jalen Hurts as a quarterback.
Yep, no doubt about it. Johnny Mack, your final thoughts tonight, brother. We'll let you go. And I know you got big plans for Rick's or whatever the hell they call it down there in New Orleans, man. Don't get yourself into trouble. Your final thoughts on tonight's episode of Birds 365, brother.
We're getting closer. That's my goal. Get closer day by day. We're getting closer to the actual game, and that'll be nice to actually talk about football. You know, Nick Sirianni, he had a great quote I never thought about before, and he said, we're the only sport that practices more than we play. And I went, he's right. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, but what? There's no solution to that. You can't play football that much. You'll be freaking dead in a month.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but, you know, I'm speaking of the over-analysis standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was talking about. And that's the thing, because, you know, if you do something wrong in a baseball game, you're playing the next day. If you do something wrong on the floor, on the basketball court, you're playing in a couple days. And people get over it quickly. If you do something wrong in the NFL, it lingers for a week. And if you lose in the Super Bowl, it lingers for an entire offseason. To the point, you know, some people say it's better to lose before because you don't want to lose in the Super Bowl. Well, that's crazy talk, but they better get it done. They better get it done.
John, good stuff tonight, brother. We appreciate you doing it, man. Be safe tonight out there in New Orleans. It's 6 o'clock your time, right? Your Central time? Central time?
Central time, yeah.
You're on
6:07.
Good stuff, Johnny Mack. We appreciate you, brother. We will keep everybody posted on tomorrow's episode of Birds 365. John, well done tonight, man. I will talk to you tomorrow. Right, brother?
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Good stuff there from John McMullen here. Nice little hour edition of Birds 365 here live from New Orleans. John was live from New Orleans there at the Media Center. Great stuff there. I'll take a couple of comments before we get the heck out of Dodge. I do want to thank my guy, Zach Lambert. Thank you, Zach. Gifting a couple of memberships out here on the show. So thank you, brother. We appreciate you doing that. It means a lot to the channel. So you gifted out 2 of them. Thank you, brother. That's really dope of you to do that. We appreciate all the super chats tonight. Bombay says, get those beads, John. I'm telling you, Bombay, he's hiding them from us, man. He's hiding them from us. Johnny Mac's got a neck full of those New Orleans beads, baby. New Orleans beads. Look at Lucius. Here's a comment giveaway. I already gave one away this morning. Where were you, Lucius? Where were you, Lucius? Where were you? Huh? Come on, brother. You know the rules. You knew the rules. Who received the Xander? What, today? Crawley won today. Crawley and Joe High. Joe High won today. Joe High, not to be confused with the high that all of you guys in the chat evidently are. Arthur McQueen says Bradbury's going to get a ring. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, Arthur. That is pretty funny. Primo, what's up, my man? I love that photo you sent me of your Harley, brother. Love the bike. Appreciate you tuning in, my man. Your sweatshirt's on its way. All right, I got the email. It's shipped out. So I appreciate you, Primo. Thank you, man. Hopefully you were enjoying your ride. Stay safe out there, brother. Bird Gang Girl says she got her Stout U hoodie. Haven't taken it off yet. Nice, Bird Gang Girl. They're nice hoodies, aren't they? They are good hoodies. I do like to give out. I like to have good stuff, man. It's not, you know, custom stitched and everything, but it is solid. It's good stuff. I'm happy that you got your hoodie in. Yeah, Zach, I was waiting for your pick, bro. I got your DM. Got my merch off to get you a pick. I forget exactly what you got, but I appreciate you checking in and saying that. All right. I remember you checking in and saying that. Warm and comfy, Bird Gang Girl says. That's what you like in a sweatshirt, right? Warm and comfy. So good stuff there. Boy, it feels like we've talked about everything with this game, man. I am so ready. I am so ready to get to this game. But I will tell you, I told you guys, all right, to enjoy this moment, enjoy this buildup, enjoy the climb to get there. But good night. I am ready for some football. All right. I am ready for some football. As we get closer, are the nerves building for anyone? Anybody losing a little bit of confidence? Anybody feeling like, oh, man, we're going to slay Goliath? Any of those things setting in for anybody? You know, the more I analyze this game, I told you guys I was watching a bunch of Chiefs tape last night, and I'm going to watch a little bit more tonight. I don't know. I feel better and better. I feel better and better. Brian says he expects a three-peat. I don't know, Brian. I don't know if you really believe that. Brian, by the way, can you answer me, please, on this? I want to know, just so I know that it was received. Did you get the giveaway I sent you? I sent you a beautiful Saquon Barkley jersey. I wrote you a nice Z-note. Did you at least receive it? Can you at least tell me if you got it? I want to make sure you got it, man. I want to make sure you got it, that it didn't go off into the abyss. All right, let me know if you got it, man. Luke's dad says, I feel super nervous. I think they are so good late game. Luke's, that's there's no doubt, man. All right. There's no doubt. Free membership. Somebody gifted it. You'd have to tell me. I think it was Deep Fried, and I don't know who the second one was. I didn't see it. It doesn't show me on my side. I have to go on the YouTube side. Let's see if I can see. Looks like Andrew ISA. Oh, no. Andrew is a Chiefs fan. Did we get a Chiefs fan a gifted membership? Oh, no. Oh, man. Pumper says 3 a.m. Oh, Pumper, you must not be in a state. We're at 3 a.m. Where the hell is it 3 a.m.? Pumper sold that shit for crack. He might have, bro. He might have. Oh, you're in Kuwait. Oh, Byron, I did not know this. I did not know this. Brian Pumper, are you an Eagles fan? Are you an Eagles fan, Brian, or should I have sent you a jersey of a team of your choice? I would have rather done that, and I would have kept it a secret from everybody. I ordered Nat a jersey of his choice. I ordered James Jones a jersey of his choice. Crowley won today. Oh, man. Brian got a Saquon jersey. Pulling all nighter, Big Z. Well, Fredo, I've done it. I looked at my Whoop. I wear this Whoop. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of these. It's like a fitness type tracker thing. I'll tell you what, this thing tells me every day I'm gonna faint. It's like you don't get enough sleep. You're not rejuvenated enough. I'm like, man, don't tell me that shit. I don't need to know. I don't need to know. Twiz is a secret. What the F is that? No, look, people like to remain anonymous, Twiz. I would never tell people your name. I know your name, Twiz. I would never tell people your name. People like, that's the internet, bro. I like to keep people confidential, man, if they want to be confidential. I would never. I would never. Boat, I do need that, bro. A coffee overdose meter. Dank Bird Gang says, my name is Marcus. I can confirm that is his name. He's not lying. He's not lying. Or at least maybe he gave me a fake name, but that's what he told me his name was, because he wanted Jacob Mertz shirt. So that should be on the way, Dank. They all shipped. Everybody that won Jacob Mertz, it all shipped. and all shipped. All of it. So everybody's Jacob merch is on the way, except for the people who won this week. So our guy Chasen and Bombay Trippy and Joe High. So none of those have shipped yet, but all the other ones are good. We appreciate all you guys. Twiz's name is Eugene. I don't think it's that. Twiz gave his address. He didn't give his name, though. Twiz's name is Clarence. That's a good guess. What is Twiz's name? Will you guys guess? Will you guys guess successfully what Twiz's name is? I know what Twiz's name is. I identify as Ed Kratz. How about Ed Kratz dropping in the show tonight? That was great. That was freaking great. Chuck Walter. I don't think it's Walter. Did Twiz give his name? No, he didn't. Twiz's name is Eugene. I love that one. I had an Uncle Eugene. Fought in World War II. Lost his eyeball. Savage. A real legend. A real hero. Zach Lambert again. Let's hope it's somebody that's not a Chiefs fan. Zach, thank you, bro. Crudo Gang General got gifted. Who the hell is this? Look at Tom. Look at Tom. He's now Tom until further notice. Thomas Christopher Coons. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Twiz the Jigga. Twiz the Jigga. Oh, is that HKP? Oh, Crudo. Is that you, brother? Did you change your name? HKP. Can you change your damn name to HKP so I know who the hell you are? HKP, you got to change that name, bro. I'll be able to identify you easier. Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. All right, everybody. I appreciate all the love, all the support on the channel this week, man. It's been incredible from you guys. I really do appreciate it. We've had a really good week of content. I think we've prepared everybody really well. We'll have another big day tomorrow, full shows tomorrow. I'll be live in the morning on the Xander Crouse Show. We'll have another probably nighttime edition of Birds 365. John said he can do it earlier, but with Cilio, it kind of creates a little bit of a pickle for me. So I will try and do that. Maybe earlier, it might be 6 o'clock tomorrow. We will see. But we'll have another full day, man. We've been live a lot today. I was live this morning for about 3.5 hours. I was live with Cilio for about an hour. I was live here for an hour and a half. We're going, man. We got you guys all covered. All right. So, that's why I do like taking some questions at this point, because, you know, I want to hear where you guys are. Brian Mack says, Z, are we minimizing the NFL and the refs influencing outcome? Nah, Brian, I really don't think so, bro. You know, I get it. I know some people like to, you know, Brian, I hear you. I get it. I don't think that it's nothing. But, Brian, don't you feel good that they had an answer to it? Like, it's at least in their head now, bro. It's at least in their head. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't answer to it, you can act like it doesn't exist. If you responded to it, then it's at least taken up some sort of mental headspace. But yeah, I'm more with Theo. I'm more with Theo on this, man. I don't want to cry about that shit, man. Go win the game. Let's go win the game, man. There's no excuses. Don't blame refs. Don't blame this. Don't blame the NOLA virus. Go win, man. Go win this game. All right. Ray says, Z, don't let John and Dan work you too hard, Buck. Brother, I make the decisions around here. I'm paying John and Dan. I got to work hard so I can pay John and Dan, Ray. Believe me, brother. I got enough shit up to here, all right? It's not that. It's the other way around. I'm working my butt off so I can keep it all alive, brother. So I can keep going, keep building, keep grinding, keep hustling, keep providing for the great people of Jacob Nation. That's the goal. That's the goal. How big of a Philadelphia Eagles community can we make? That's the goal. And I appreciate all you guys for being here, because you guys have made it a lot of fun, man. Made it a lot bigger, a lot better. Primo says, yeah, win big. I'm with you, Primo. Got to win big, man. Got to create at least some margin for error. All right. Got to have some margin for error. The Eagles owe Xander a Super Bowl. I'll take it. There you go, HKP. Now I got the name. Now I know. Now I put a face to a name. Now I know who I'm talking to here. All right. I wouldn't say they owe me a Super Bowl. Here's what I'll say. I think they owe all the amazing fans, the amazing people who root for this team, the amazing people of this city, the amazing people who support the team year in and year out with their money, with their time, with everything that they do, for the great people who spend their days here on Jacob Sports just to get updates and talk about this Philadelphia Eagles team. Those are the people who deserve it the most. Not me. Not me. It's not me, brother. Joe, don't remind me of this, Joe. I literally, Joe, I tell you, you guys all know from listening to Birds 365. All right. Chiefs fit Eagle. I don't watch much TV, man. When football goes, I'm upset, brother. I'm pulling a Jeff Kerr this offseason. I'm gonna be watching all the old Eagles games. I'm gonna try and go become a NFL history buff this summer. Look at Andrew. Look, this is hilarious. Andrew, what's your prediction for the game, brother? Hey, listen, man. I say this to everybody who comes in here, Andrew, because we have a lot of people on this channel who aren't Eagles fans, all right? We got Commanders fans in here. We got Cowboys fans in here. We got all sorts of Niners fans in here. So you are welcome in the Thunderdome, brother, all right? We do not block people for not being Eagles fans. We appreciate your being here, subscribing, and now you're a member. All right, now you're a member. What do you got in the game, brother? What do you think, man? I'd like to hear your, you know, the opposing perspective on what do you think? What do you like about this Eagles team? What do you not like? Where do you think the Chiefs match up well? You think it's going to be a rout? Where's your thought, brother? I'm curious to hear. Andrew checked in and said, "Why can't I win a subscription to one of my regular Chiefs YouTube channels? I end up getting one here." LMA, yeah, that is pretty funny. Wow, great response. See, Andrew's a good guy. We love guys like this on the channel. So thank you, Andrew. He says, a lot of great dudes on both teams. High class, high quality, future Hall of Famers on both sides. Good stuff, brother. I agree with you, man. I certainly agree with that. You're right, though, Theo. Welcome to – nobody's safe over here, Andrew. So you're in the Thunderdome, brother. But I know you can handle it. I appreciate you being here. All right. Good show tonight, everybody. We appreciate it. All right. A lot of coverage. We'll be back again tomorrow. By the way, let me just remind you guys all of one thing. If you're a total football honk like I am, all right, and you're a glutton for punishment when it comes to consuming content about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Super Bowl and the Eagles versus Chiefs game, all right, I just posted up on the channel Ray Didinger's interview last night. And if you missed the live show last night, all right, Ray Didinger was absolutely awesome. Okay. He was awesome breaking down the Super Bowl. Ray Didinger is a guy everybody respects, knows well. So go and check that out. All right. Go and check that out. And then also Sal Palantonio was on there today. And he's been around the Eagles team all week, which has been interesting because he said they're super confident and they feel good about winning this game. So a couple good pieces of content up on the channel for you guys. So go and check them out if you haven't gotten enough content. Andrew follows up and says, you guys definitely have the edge. Saquon scares me. We can't cover tight ends, and the D-line and coverage won't hold up for 60 minutes. Wow. So you're thinking the Birds have a good stuff there, man. If we keep it close, we have a chance. Well, no doubt. I do think it's going to be close, Andrew. I mean, I don't – you know, remember, we squeaked by the Rams. I think everybody's a little bit high on the fact that we blew out the Commanders, which was good, but this is a different beast. Prince, what's up, brother? Go Birds. Go Birds, brother. I appreciate you, Prince. Philly 444. Krause, I'm back and watching. I've given you shit, but I realize we're on the same team, so real fans say, how about them Birds? 444, you haven't given me any shit. Your shit goes in one ear and out the other, brother. You think I sit around here worried about the opinion of Philly 444 in my chat box? I'll use another Jalen Hurtsism. I don't sit around worrying about the opinion of sheep. 444. I saw you talking shit today in Cilio's chat. I see it all. I'm the Jacob all-seeing eye. I see it all. All right? So you can't scoot by me, bro. Motherfucker. Giving me shit. You ain't giving me nothing. You ain't giving me nothing. Yeah, Andrew says, it's amazing how many media outlets and channels almost exclusively dedicated to content all day. It's overwhelming. Well, Andrew, we have a great community here. I care about my people more than I care about anybody else. I care about the people who come here every day and consume our content, and we really have a community, man, a community. I think it is, at least. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I know where I'm at, and I love our community. Oh, referring to the Eagles. Yeah, there's a lot of Eagles content out there, bro. Not as much in Chiefs land, right? You guys need a Jacob Sports out in Kansas City. You guys need one of them, man. Good luck, fellas. Hope we get a classic. Me and you both, Andrew. Me and you both, brother. Afternoons are killing my watch time. Yeah, we'll get back to the morning cursing. Don't worry. HKP, I appreciate that. I've learned a lot watching Xander. Excellent, unbiased. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. I learned a lot. Believe me, I learned just as much from you guys. Maybe more. I probably learned more from you guys than you learned from me. All right? I do appreciate all you guys. All right, everybody. Great show. Go check out that Ray Dittinger interview. I think you'll like it. All right? I think you'll like it. I think I just messed up my camera by banging on my table. I think I did. That's all right. I'll fix it after I'm off the air. But, hey, Marcus, did you get your jersey, brother? I see you checking in the chat. I think I got the email. Your jersey was delivered. Zach, that's probably what I would do, Zach. That's probably what I would do. What if I did one for all teams? Yeah, I would build a media empire to the best of my abilities if I won the lotto. The one thing I would not do, Zach, is stop talking to my people. I would do this even with a lottery win, brother. I do love doing this. I do love doing this. But Marcus, did you get your jersey? I thought I got an email delivered. I just want to make sure. I always try and make sure everybody gets their merch. All right, that's pretty good turnaround time. Marcus won what, on Tuesday? Jersey in hand on Thursday? Look at that. Maybe I am Amazon. I used to joke I'm not Amazon. Maybe I am Amazon at this point. Holy shit. I'm waiting to see if Marcus got his thing, and then I'll check out of here. Cody K, have a good one, brother. I appreciate it. Boat, I'd give away a lot of stuff, that's for sure, Boat. I do like giving to people, brother. I do. I do like giving to people, man. Amazon Prime Xander, no doubt. 4 for 4, giving me a little bit of love after a little bit of chirping. Xander Krause will be a star. I appreciate it, man. I'm focused on the process. I'm focused on the people, the community. I saw someone say one time, oh, Xander, if you do this forever and you get big, are you going to forget about, you know, where? No, not at all. The goal is to get big with you guys. That's the point. I'm not the type of person to forget. You know, what started and, you know, what I do and where I came from and the people who supported me. There is no such thing as Xander Krause getting big if you guys aren't here. Think about that. So I'll never forget that. Marcus Padilla got it, man. He says, just check the mail. As you said, that and merch is in hand. Appreciate it, Big Z. Xander's the GOAT. Awesome, brother. Let's go, man. Let's go, baby. I appreciate it. All right. I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate it. Dave Sports, I think your sweatshirt's on the way too, my brother. All right, everybody. I'm going to get out of here. You know, maybe I'll be able to fall. Last night, I told you guys, I got off the air at 9:30. I'm doing content. I had to make clips. Cilia wanted a bunch of clips for his show. I get out of my studio around 11:30 last night. Freaking staring at my room, staring at my ceiling till 2 a.m. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. Couldn't sleep though. I couldn't sleep. So hopefully I'll get a little bit of rest tonight. My Whoop is telling me I'm on 4 hours. I'm like, shut up, Whoop. Shut up. Yeah, well, that's the truth, brother. Stay humble, man. It's one of my dad's mottos to me when I was growing up. No matter where you do, no matter where you get to in life, stay humble, stay patient, stay blessed, stay grateful. Good stuff. All right, I appreciate y'all. Love everybody. Great episode tonight. Appreciate all of your support as always. And I will catch you guys in the morning. Hopefully you guys will check in with me 8 a.m. Xander, it will be the Xander Krause Show. No John McMullen, so you guys know that. But hopefully you guys will check in with me. I'm trying to get Thomas Mott on the show. So we'll see if we can get him. If not, we'll have some fun like we did today. Kick some topics around and have a little bit of fun with the Super Bowl game. So appreciate you all. See you next time, everybody.
You've been listening to Birds 365. the destination for the passionate Eagles football fan who bleeds green. If it's Eagles football, we're talking about it. Debate inside the locker room and guests that are some of the greatest football minds from around the region. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on social media at Jacob Sports. See you next time on Birds 365.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.